Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know that you're a generational chain breaker. You're ready to liberate yourself from past limitations and perspectives to manifest and quantum leap into your highest potential on your highest timeline. But sometimes you need a little support on your journey. If you're ready to live an abundant life, grounded and secure in your body and in the real world, join us here to expand your perspective and learn new tools. I'm your host, Becky Royts, a Reiki master, author, healing hairstylist, and life coach, and this is the Everyday Healing Podcast. So today I really want to chat with you about why so many of my clients find me when their throat chakra is being fully established. And I do want to give you the years of this. Hi, Michelle. But a lot of my clients find me when they are in the ages of 28 to 35. And if you're not in those ages, hang with me. I'm going to explain this a little bit deeper. But our throat chakra governs speaking our full truth and living our purpose. Hello. So when we're in these ages, we really do feel this urgent pull to sorting out what our truth really fucking is, what we're here to do, what we're here to live as our purpose. And sometimes this can be a little bit overwhelming because our purpose isn't really something that we have to seek or find. It is something that we already know within us, and it is more so about remembrance. But a lot of the time when we're in those ages of that chakra fully forming and fully establishing and activating, we feel this overwhelming draw to do our inner work. And that is why so many of my clients find me in this stage of life. However, if while you are in that stage of life, that wasn't a possibility for you, life maybe wasn't stable enough, or your circumstances just didn't support this spiritual, mental, emotional development, once things shake up enough later on in life, you're still going to feel this same draw to do this inner work so that you feel like you can fully express yourself. This is being able to speak fluently and from your full truth. This is being able to express yourself in your purpose, in what you're here to do, who you deeply are in your core. But this doesn't mean that this is the only time that people are drawn to this work. So I was actually drawn to spiritual healing during my heart chakra formation or establishment or full activation. And it's ironic, but perfectly divine at the same time, that I was drawn to energy work when my relationship was very out of alignment. And of course, this was super strong at the time because my heart chakra that governs love and forgiveness and relationships was like, bitch, what are you doing? And I knew that this was really out of alignment, and this is when I found energy work. But so much of the time in the work that I do in sessions with people, there are blockages in these energy centers that often took place during the full formation of that energy center. As an example, if you're age 7 and under and your home life didn't feel safe and secure, of course, you are going to have those blockages in that energy center around stability and security. And you're also probably really going to struggle with a money story that is limiting for you in your life and your business. If in school, ages 8 to 14, you didn't really have a solid friend group or you didn't really feel like you belong, you're going to struggle with that energy center of being able to regulate your emotions and feeling a sense of belonging in the world. And how this looks in your business is always feeling like you have to prove how you serve, that you are worthy of serving your clients, that you belong in the industry that you are in. And this can create a really unhealthy codependent structure, not only in your life relationships, but also in your business relationships with your clients. So this work is really all encompassing when it comes to energetic formation through the chakra system. But it's also really cool to be able to just even notice and be aware where you're at, what stage you're at in life, and what you're going through, and what is being really stirred up energetically or feels like it's all consuming, because a lot of the time that's because that's the stage of activation that you're in, or the blockage that you're feeling is really associated with that phase of life where that chakra was being fully established. And you're not really able to put your finger on it as to like why I'm always coming up to this same loop, why I'm always coming up to the same blockage. And so many people will talk this out in talk therapy for years and years and years. And when we sit down to do this work, they're like, how the fuck did we just move through this in 10 minutes when I spent years going through it in talk therapy? And sometimes it's because we can talk things out, but if that energetic blockage is still somewhere in the system, when we're able to actually fully release that, we're able to let it go, and we're able to bring in a new, higher frequency, positive belief or emotion, it's not necessarily that you're going from this low frequency to this high frequency just like this, but what we're doing is we're neutralizing that back out so that you can meet it from a place of curiosity, from a place of courage, and in turn still raising your frequency, but in a way that feels manageable, in a way that grounds it not only into your body but also grounds it into your reality, so that it isn't just an idea that's up here, something that you're speaking out in your mind, but something that is actually grounded into real life, so that you can see it physically play out in your 3D reality. Because it's really beautiful for us to talk about like spirituality and manifestation and dreams and dreaming our reality and creating these big, beautiful vision boards. But if we can't hold that in our body, if we can't actually allow that to ground into our physical being, we're not able to see that and create it or take the actions that are necessary to actually be able to manifest that into real life. Because our reality here is that we live in a 3D world, and we can have these big, beautiful, expansive revelations and mindset shifts and timeline jumps, but we still need to be able to exist and make all of those beautiful things happen in the reality that we are in the reality that we have chosen to be in with our soul in this body, and make shit happen. So we're able to actually like ground that energy into the physical so that you can see it play out in your real life. So if this is something that you're like, I'm not 100% sure what this bitch is talking about, but I am curious as hell. I really want to know more about this. If you can feel that pull in your soul, I had no idea what this work was when it found me when I was like 22, 23 years old. But I knew without a doubt that it was the direction that I needed to go. I knew that when I did this work, something shifted, even if my brain at the time couldn't fully keep up with it. I chose to keep showing up, knowing that every single time I did, it was shifting something inside of me, which was also shifting my external reality, even if nothing was really changing. So if you are feeling this pull, You need to at least send me a DM if you have questions. Ask me your questions. Let's move through it so that you can understand what this work really does and get inside Release and Expand. Release and Expand is literally a 4-month immersion where we deep dive into letting go of what those core wounds are, what those core blockages are in your chakra system, in your energy centers, so that you can move on from them. This is literally how we are collapsing time, because before you come to me, you've got these beliefs and you've got these energetic blockages that make you think, I can't create the life that I want. And once we're able to remove these beliefs, once we literally dissolve these belief patterns, we collapse that time because you shift your reality to no longer believing in that concept of it has to take X amount of time. You just start showing up as the person who makes it fucking happen, and you collapse potentially years of spinning your wheels and not making progress. So if this is you, if you are like, this is what I need to let go of whatever this energy is inside me that I can feel is holding me back, and maybe I can't even explain it. Maybe I've talked it out in therapy for years already, but I can still feel it trapped in my system. Send me a message or just hit Release and Expand in my bio. Let's deep dive for 4 months. Not only do you get access to me 1-to-1 four times in that month, plus 4 check-ins on top of that, you also get access to my Priestess Portal membership. And the membership is this beautiful pocket for you to hold yourself accountable with other beautiful people who are also on the same journey as you. That accountability and that being able to check in is so important when you're building momentum, especially when you're brand new to this work, so that you can even just create a 5-to-10-minute daily practice where you check in with a meditation or a breathwork practice or one of the audio riffs in the membership, so that you can reset your energy to show up as that bitch every single day. You also get 1-to-1 hot seat coaching with me on Thursdays in there, where you can drop the question that's on your heart or drop the thing that you're moving through, so that you can be like, hey, Becky, this is what I'm going through this week. Direct me. And I can even just send you which audio resource in the portal will best support you that week moving forward, so that you can keep building that momentum and you can keep showing the fuck up as your highest self as we're doing this deep inner work. And I swear, it is one of those things that you're not going to actually believe until you experience it. Every single one of my clients is like, you said that this was going to happen. And I was like, yeah, okay, maybe. And then holy fuck, it actually happened. And they watched their realities 180 in some of them within the first few days, some of them within the first couple weeks. And you're in this container for 4 months. So imagine, please just allow yourself to imagine how much your life can change in 4 months. And I want you to allow yourself to dream, to just like feel in, to take a couple breaths, to ground in and feel how ready you are for your reality to look completely different in 4 months from today than it does right now. And breathe for a moment into that being possible. Even if you've never believed in it before, even if you've never allowed yourself to even feel into possibility, let yourself breathe it in. Know that it's fucking possible for you. If it's possible for me, it's possible for you. If it's possible for any one of my clients that just walked in here and has seen a drastic change in the reality, it is possible for you. The first scariest step is saying yes. That first yes is always the hardest, but you will not fucking regret it.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.